Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. What do you see when you look at your future? Is it a dark and stormy scene painted by your present circumstances? For many, the future is a place of uncertainty, a vague wish for something better. But for the child of God, there is a different kind of vision. It is a masterpiece of confident expectation, grounded not in optimism, but in the promises of a God who cannot lie. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 tells us that faith gives substance to the things we hope for. Biblical hope is the active, confident expectation of good. It refuses to look at the world's what-ifs because it is anchored in God's Word. In today's message titled, Hope Inspires Expectation, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores how hope shapes our expectations, paints a picture beyond our present reality, and anchors us in the certainty of God's promises.
The relationship between hope and expectation is an important part of spiritual life. Your spiritual life depends on the relationship between hope and expectation, my friend. You see, hope is not just a vague wish, but rather the active, confident expectation of good in the future and is based on the Word of God, my friend. That's what is so important to take note of. You know, the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, you know? So hope is the foundation of expectation. Hope is the confident anticipation of good, which serves as the breeding ground for expectation. If you are anticipating something which is good, you are actually expecting something, you see? So hope paints a picture of great expectation that the Lord has for us. In the promises of God, it is your hope that will paint that picture for you. And so you'll be looking forward to receiving it. You'll be looking forward to that thing coming to pass in your life. That's why he says, I have prepared good things beforehand for you. That's what the Bible says. Meaning there is this future that is already written for you. And so your hope will expect those good things. You know, some of us like to plan things out and we have the whole day planning, the whole week, the whole year, and so on. Everything is planned out. Sometimes what we think about God having everything already in motion and already planned out, we can get a little bit rebellious. And then you may say, well, nobody tells me what I am to do with my life. But here is the thing. The love of God and God's love for you is that those good things planned for you are only amazing. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. God has planned you and I, our lives already. And so they are put in motion and your hope will expect all these things coming to pass. See how the Bible planned out your life. I like the scripture in Psalms 139, verses 13 to 16. Say, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your ways, and that my soul knows very well. You see? So you have been planned by God. You have been planned as a fearfully and wonderfully made. And the psalmist says, my soul knows this. You see, some of us, we don't know that we've been planned by God. We don't know that God has put some good works in the path of us to walk in. We don't know that he furnished us in our mother's womb. The Bible goes on to say that my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. Even when you were yet unformed, as just a blood clot in your mother's womb, God is the one who put you together. And in your book, they all were written. God has written everything you should do, but you just need to cooperate with him. The day fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. Hallelujah. So, my friend, you need to cooperate with God. He planned your life, and every good and perfect gift comes from God. And so because of that, your hope should anticipate or expect these good things coming into your life so that they will be manifested in the physical. Then the word of the Lord came to me, this prophet Isaiah saying, he said the word of the Lord came to him. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Hallelujah. That's Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 that many of us know. So God planned your life. You are not here for nothing. And the hope that you have will paint that picture of that plan that God himself is saying. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Hallelujah. So if you are meditating on these scriptures, then your hope will paint a picture of great expectation for your life, because God has instilled and planned good things for you. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. So these scriptures and many, many, many more can help you to paint a picture of a great future. He chose us in love, even before the foundations of the world, so that we were on the heart and thoughts of God. Before you came into existence, you were on the heart and thoughts of God. I know the plans I think towards you, not of evil but good, to give you a future and a hope, or to lead you to expected end. You know, these are thoughts that are on the mind of God, on the heart of God for your life. So it's your hope that will actually paint that picture. And so you look at your situation today. You look at your circumstance today. You look at what is going on left, right, center. And you think, oh, I will amount to nothing. Oh, nothing is happening which is good. My friend, just let your hope paint a picture. This is not wishful thinking. It's all about the word of God, that he has created a very good future for you. So we are invited into his good plan, the plan of God. We are invited into this creation of God, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are invited into this destination of God, where he is taking you. It's your hope that will paint that picture and let you work accordingly with God, cooperate with God. You were planned before the foundation of the world in love, because he's saying, I know that I have got a plan for you, and it's good, it's beautiful. Not only did he plan us, he called us and he chose us that we should be holy and blameless. Hallelujah. God is good. So we have been chosen to be righteous in Christ, and because of that, we are blameless before him. So I'm really excited about sharing all this with you, about this hope, because what happens is this hope painting a picture of great expectation. Not just thinking, oh, I hope God does it, God will bless me, or no, but having hope in the God of hope. God is a God of hope, that if he said it, then he will bring it to pass. I know God is at work. That's what will come into your mind. So all we need to do is to cooperate with him. Let me share another scripture with you today. I like this scripture so much. I'm reading out of the English Standard Version, ESV. I love the way this scripture talks about, because there are so much beautiful word pictures in this verse. And it's Romans chapter 15, verse 13. It says this: may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Let me repeat. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. God wants you to be full of hope, So he can paint a picture of great expectation of what God has already laid down for you. He said, may the God of hope, I love that. May the God of hope, not God of despair, not God of bad news, not God of tests and difficulties and trials, persecutions and disappointment. No, not God of that. This is the God of hope. The God of hope is our God. It's not God of despair, not God of bad news, not God of difficulties and trials and persecution. It's God of hope. Hallelujah. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. This is powerful. You and I get filled with all the joy and peace in believing and having that hope, having abundance of hope. In believing what? That he is the God of hope, that he has a good future for us, that he has good things planned for us, that he has created and prepared us and equipped us with every good thing so that we could be prosperous in everything that we need. Hallelujah. I know the plans I have for you, which are good, not evil, to give you hope and future. We believe in this God of hope. Our hope is in Christ and in the Word of God. You look in the Word of God, which is our spiritual mirror. It shows us who we are supposed to be. Now this hope, which is our conviction, starts to be something in our heart that's bigger than our plans. You know, the hope will paint a great picture because it's all based on the Word of God. It's all based on what God is saying you are. It's based on what God says you will amount to. So now we are anchoring our belief to the Word of God. And that's what causes this hope, painting a picture of great expectation. We wait with expectation. Hope requires waiting on God, knowing that our expectation comes directly from Him, rather than from people or rather than from circumstances or situations. Our hope and expectation come from God. The Bible says if your hope is in God, then the expectation will never be cut out. My friend, it will tarry, you can wait, but at the appointed time, it will come to pass. We need to believe what the Word of God is saying. Jesus said it, Jesus did it, he declared it. So that's mine, and that's based on the Word of God, my friend. I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't know when that's going to happen. God, this is all going to be in your hands, my friend. This is all going to be you. You are the one doing so, but I believe it. I don't have timeline on it because you are never late or you are never early. Your appointed time is the best for me. Well, then that's the conviction of things not seen in the sense that we don't see them in the natural, but we are seeing them in the Word of God. And we know that it will manifest in the physical realm. So you start attaching your hope to that. I know my God is well able, so I have great expectation. Hallelujah. Hope is not just wishing for things, but having a deep, settled confidence in God's goodness and His promises. He is not a son of man to lie. He is not a man to change his mind. Has he said and he is not going to do it. He is a faithful God. Whatever he says come to pass. And that really paints a picture of great expectation in my mind. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 verse 5 that, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. My friend, your hope in God will never put you to shame. Let them say what they like. Let them wish bad things coming upon you. You will never be put to shame because your hope is in God. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to you. The Holy Spirit has been given to us. He who is in us is greater than the one out there. No one can stop your miracle. No one can stop the promises of God, because promises of God are all in Christ and is amen. It's yes and amen. It's coming to pass to you, somebody that's listening to me. Do not look left and right and think that, oh, your situation is defining you. No. Tell your enemy that my enemy, do not rejoice over me, for if I fall, I will rise again. Your current situation is not what is defining your future. God has planned good future for you. Let your hope in the God of hope paint a picture of great expectation for you today. Hallelujah. If you are a believer, that's what you have to do. Your expectation in God will never be cut off, because it's been set in motion already. But if you have not believed Christ as your Lord and Savior, then this is not applicable to you. You have a first step to take, and that is to receive Him right now. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.